Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Well, each October, state school land is leased for agricultural and recreational use. Lease auctions begin on Monday, October 11th at 9 a.m. for Cimarron County at the Cimarron County Fairgrounds in Boise City. Later that day, auctions for Beaver and Texas counties will take place at 2 o'clock in Guymon at the Texas County Fairgrounds. On Tuesday, October 12th, auctions are in Woodward at 10 a.m. at the Woodward Event Center for Woodward, Ellis, Harper, Major, and Woods counties. And Wednesday, October 13th, auctions are in Enid at 10 a.m. at the Garfield County Fairgrounds for Alfalfa, Blaine, Garfield, Grant, Kay, and Kingfisher counties. For more information about auctions and available leases, visit www.clo.ok.gov or call 1-888-35-LAND. School land auctions are a great opportunity for grazing, farming, hunting, or fishing, and the money benefits Oklahoma education.
Well, today's cattle futures were fairly quiet. We had a little bit of a rally on the further out months. But the front month, October live cattle look like they're going to finish about unchanged here at 125.57. The next month out, December, down 7 at 137.17. The February up 10 cents here at 134.90. Feeder cattle were down 17 at 159.30. There on the October's. November up 65. January is extremely strong, up $1.22 at 162.35. March is up $1.17. So any of this short the fall, long the March spreads worked really well today for the feeder cattle. And today's hog futures look like they're going to be down a little bit as well. October down 30, 89.95. December's down $1.32 at 80.17. February's 80 lower at 83.07. Technically speaking, the market's really held in here pretty well. We've had a good rally on the feeder cattle, roughly $10. We got back to about the 50% retracement and the 50-day moving average. So I was sort of expecting some resistance at these levels. We haven't really seen that just yet. Oklahoma City today was expected to have about 7,500 head. I think most of it's called steady. Boxed beef at midday was down about 15 on choice, up $1.69 on select.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Today's grain futures market was mixed. Corn ended up 2 to 3 cents higher here. December corn up 2.5 at 5.33. The November beans down 14 3/4 at 12.28 1/4. Chicago wheat anywhere from 2 lower to 2 higher. December down 2 1/4 at 7.31. The Kansas City D's down 3 at 7.34 1/2. The July down 2 at 7.40 3/4. The Minneapolis wheat about a penny lower here with December at 9.45 1/2. Cotton futures ended 81 cents lower on the December at 109.79. The March is down 67 at 107.24. Tomorrow morning, mid-morning, we've got a USDA monthly report. We're kind of winding up for that thing. It looks like the early expectations on that report are going to show us corn production 14.973 billion bushels, a little bit lower than last month. The yield 176. They're taking some of the yield out, but it's still really big. Bean yield expected at 51.1 bushels an acre, half a bushel bigger than last month. Total production of 4.415. So really the big thing on this report is the corn and bean production estimates. There's going to be all sorts of talk about it being lower or higher, but a big crop either way you look at it. And then also the ending stocks here in the United States.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.